Are you someone that can take anything that comes their way in stride, or do you struggle with overwhelm? And if you do, how do you handle it? What are the steps that you take to get through it?
Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
Welcome back to another episode of Conversations with Eileen. I'm your host, Eileen Guido. Hey guys, all my returning listeners, so glad to have you back. And anyone that is new and first time listener, welcome. We're glad to have you. And I say we, even though it's just me, I say we because I include all my listeners. We are a community. At least that's what I'm hoping. Anyway, I was thinking about what has been happening to me lately. I've been getting a couple of bouts of anxiety and overwhelm for no particular reason. I guess it's just because my routines have shifted with everything that is going on these days. It's not the normal leave to go to an office, come back certain times, this, that, and the other. And I think the fact that I want to keep everything as routine as possible, I'm putting a lot of pressure on myself. And I was wondering if any of you guys had run into those problems as well. Are you someone that can take anything that comes their way in stride, or do you struggle with overwhelm? And if you do, how do you handle it? What are the steps that you take to get through it? Are you someone that can take things as they come without much of a problem? Or if a couple of new things added to your plate kind of freaks you out or gets you to this state where you're constantly overthinking? I think that's one of my big things. I'm overanalyzing, overthinking. I try not to be, really, I do. But I have this horrific problem of trying to get everything perfect, even though I know perfection is not the goal. It is the intent, the action, and no one's perfect, right? So why do I put so much pressure on myself? I'd love to know what you guys think, if you have any of those issues. You can go ahead and leave me a DM on Instagram. You know, there's an actual feature where you can actually send me a voice message on there. You can directly DM me and press the recording and I will actually hear what you, my listener, sounds like. And I could probably use that in another upcoming episode. So yeah, I'd be interested in that. Most of the time, what I'm finding is when I'm overwhelmed, one, I have to step back if I can at all in the moment and take a breath. Either take a walk if I can. If I can't, you know, go into another room, do some deep breathing. Take out the handy little notebook and pen and write just a couple of thoughts down. Meditate. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, meditation. Well, you know what? I'm not the best at it. But, actually, one time I actually did fall asleep, meditating because I was relaxing so much and I felt bad about falling asleep. But then I thought about it. I was like, well, isn't that what it's for? To clear your mind and get your body and mind to rest. And apparently that time, my body and mind decided to go ahead and shut down and rest. Now, those are just some of the things that I've done. I've also downloaded some apps on my phone and my little Google Hub bedside screen tablet thing, whatever it's called. Anyway, so I've downloaded apps that are calming apps that have videos of things that I like to see, hear, and it kind of removes me from that anxious place. And even if for a moment it transports me into some place where I can calm down, center, regroup, and then move forward. It could be as simple as things like that. Taking time out for relaxing hobbies. I also have little fountains that provide, you know, the little water feature and some trickling water noise that I like. So that does help. Now, while these tricks may work for me right now in the moment, or may even help you, we all know that these feelings come and go. But if you have anything that you've tried that works for you, by all means, like I said before, DM me, leave me a message. Leave a message on my Facebook page, and I'll go ahead and share them with our community. That's what we're about, helping each other. And as always, I want to thank you for joining me on my quest of inspiring others, one conversation at a time. Did you know that you can leave me comments, reviews, voice messages, or even show topic ideas just by using the voice messenger feature on the Anchor app? It's super simple. Give it a try. Remember, click subscribe. That way you never miss an episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Conversations with Eileen and on Twitter at Convos with Eileen. This way, you'll have updates, behind-the-scenes news, information on local and national events, volunteer opportunities, and more. If you found value in today's message, feel free to share my podcast. You can also take a screenshot, tag me at Conversations with Eileen, and share on your social media. Just a reminder, this is a listener-supported podcast. Any donations are greatly appreciated and help make a positive impact in our community.